Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. Hope you all had a great Tuesday. A lot of action on the diamond as usual and ready for a Wednesday. Ton of day baseball on Wednesday. We have 16 games with a doubleheader on Wednesday. The late game is an 8:40 Eastern, 5:40 Pacific game in the Rocky Mountains between the Giants and the Rockies. So early day baseball to get you happy on Wednesday. But let's recap Tuesday for you first. Let's get to some news and notes. Seiya Suzuki will begin his rehab assignment on Wednesday at AAA Iowa for the Chicago Cubs. Suzuki is scheduled to play Wednesday and Thursday for Iowa with a chance of returning Friday or Saturday at the latest, barring everything going well, to join the Cubs this weekend. Looking forward to having Seiya back with the Cubbies. Frankie Montas was activated from the IL on Tuesday to make his start. Threw well in that outing. Nick Martini was sent back to AAA to make room for Montas on the roster. Montas went six strong in that outing, allowing one earned run and striking out seven in Great American Small Park. TJ Friedl, he also returned from the IL on Tuesday for the Cincinnati Reds. Bubba Thompson was sent packing to AAA to make room for Friedl on the roster. Friedl led off, went 0-for-4 with a strikeout, but good days are to come for Mr. TJ Friedl. Luis Rengifo was out yet again on Tuesday as apparently he's still dealing with his illness. I'm waiting to hear more information because that's four straight games with said illness. I'm starting to wonder if this is a Kyber Ruiz situation where he should go on the IL, losing some weight, who knows. So more to come in the Rengifo world. Paul Sewald was activated from the IL on Tuesday for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Scott McGuff was sent back to AAA. Before the game, manager Lavolo said Sewald would retake the closing duties in Arizona, assuming a save was necessary. It was not a safe situation in Cincinnati on Tuesday, but Sewald threw a solid ninth inning. Cody Bellinger of Chicago Cubs was activated from the IL on Tuesday. Alexander Canario was sent back to AAA. In Bellinger's first game back, he hit a belly bomb in his second at-bat, so that was great to see for Cody Bellinger. Keegan Thompson of the Chicago Cubs was recalled on Tuesday. Daniel Palencia was sent to the IL with a right shoulder strain. Just a little pitching info there. Darryl Hernandez of the Oakland Athletics left Tuesday's game with an ankle injury. He's going to undergo an MRI on Wednesday. The A's think it's at least a sprain, which would result in some sort of IL time. Hopefully it's not worse than that. More Arizona Diamondbacks news. Alec Thomas was expected to rejoin the D-backs in the middle of this week, but Thomas felt something in his hamstring during Sunday's game in Reno, AAA Reno for the D-backs. He took Monday off and tried to test it on Tuesday, did not like how it felt. So Alec Thomas will fly back to Arizona to have an MRI. That is a bummer for a team looking for some health on that roster. Victor Robles of the Washington Nationals was activated from the IL on Tuesday. Alex Call has returned to AAA. Call hit .313 with a stolen base in his short tenure with the Nats this season. So I'd expect to see Call later this year, either with an injury, a trade, something in Washington. Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays started his rehab assignment at AAA Durham on Tuesday, hoping to return this weekend if all goes well. AJ Puck of the Miami Marlins. We got a lot of people rehabbing now. We got people coming back. It's not all IL stuff right now. This is good stuff here. AJ Puck began his rehab assignment on Tuesday. Not so good stuff, though. He gave up three straight singles and then a hit batter as he started off his rehab assignment. He'll head to the Marlins bullpen whenever he returns to the team. Oswald Peraza of the New York Yankees began his rehab assignment on Tuesday, and he proceeded to hit home run in his first rehab game, so that's good stuff there. For, you have Volpe playing shortstop, Gleyber Torres is struggling at second, Peraza could play third because Oswaldo Cabrera is kind of slowing down. Lots of moving parts there in the Bronx. Nick Pivetta of the Boston Red Sox will return from the IL on Wednesday to face Chris Sale in Atlanta. That's a little fun one there. It appears Pivetta will take Usasawa's spot on the roster. I apologize for the mispronunciation on that one. More Boston Red Sox news. Brian Bello made his first rehab start on Tuesday, throwing 2 2/3 innings, striking out 5 on 52 pitches. Couple walks, couple runs scored, but overall looks pretty good. I figured after 52 pitches, he might need one more rehab start, but early reports out of Boston are saying Bayo could return to the Red Sox rotation maybe this Sunday or Monday without needing another rehab start. So stay tuned on that one. We might get Bayo back pretty soon. Garrett Whitlock threw a two-inning bullpen on Tuesday and is next scheduled for live batting practice on Friday. If all goes well with Garrett Whitlock, Whitlock could make a rehab start on May 15th with the hopes of returning to the Red Sox rotation on May 20th. So we're getting closer to some Garrett Whitlock. Like, in reality, this Red Sox team could have Pivetta, Bale, and Whitlock back here by the 20th. That's pretty big when things look bleak there not too long ago. More news for the Yankees. Jason Dominguez is progressing nicely in his rehab, and he should start his rehab assignment within like the next week, week and a half, if all goes well. And if that continues on there, Dominguez could be eligible to return to the Yankees sometime in June, which would be pretty, pretty nice for those that stashed him or could stash him soon. Wink, wink, on your waiver wires. J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners is progressing nicely in the cage, and he's almost up to 100% swings in the batting cage. If all goes well, the Mariners expect Crawford to do a brief rehab assignment at the beginning of next week. Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals. Okay, here's the bad news, folks. Contreras took a swing from J.D. Martinez off of his arm. Yes, I did not missay that. If you watch the pictures and video, J.D.'s in the batter's box. Wilson Contreras is almost like in his lap. It was really weird. Swing, arm, fractured arm for Wilson Contreras. Reports after the game said Wilson Contreras will be out 6 to 8 weeks, which is obviously a major blow to the Cardinals, to Contreras, to fantasy managers everywhere. Ivan Herrera, who I've been a big fan of in St. Louis, and I've always said if he gets playing time, he is a good fantasy catcher, at least a catcher too. He should get plenty of playing time here, so go get Herrera if you're in need of catching help. Last but not least, Ryan Pepiot of the Tampa Bay Rays had a CT scan on his leg, which we mentioned he was hit with 107-mile-per-hour line drive with on Monday. The CT scan was negative, came back clean, all good there. Still a pretty severe contusion. And manager Kevin Cash said Pepiot will still likely head to the IL to let his leg fully heal. All right, before we take a look at the highlights for the day and a peek ahead to Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Lots of offense on Tuesday, especially in the Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Guardians game. Andy Ibañez for the Tigers went 4-for-4 with a double, 2 home runs, 4 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a walk. He returned from the IL a couple days ago. He's played 14 games now on the year. That is Andy Ibañez. And he's hitting .364 with 2 homers, 7 runs scored, and 7 RBIs. Obviously, most of that production came on Tuesday, but we've seen him have moments of success fantasy-wise from time to time last season. Alex Verdugo continues to produce in fantasy, and it's very interesting to see. Hits in the middle of the Yankees order, the cheap seats and right, the short porch. He's enjoying it. And on Tuesday, Verdugo went 3-for-5 with a home run, a run scored, and 4 RBIs. Alex Verdugo is now hitting .275 on the year for the Yankees with 5 home runs, 19 runs scored, 17 RBIs, and a stolen base. The power is always a question for me with Verdugo. He's also producing in the runs and RBIs department, putting together a pretty nice start to the season for Alex Verdugo. Alec Burleson of the St. Louis Cardinals went 3-for-5 with a homer, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Tuesday. Burleson's now hitting .262 with 3 homers, 5 runs scored, and 12 RBIs. It's not the biggest thing, but he's available in a lot of waiver wires. He's available in deeper formats. So he's a guy just to keep in mind on the right weeks, like this week, the Cardinals face a lot of right-handed pitching. Burleson should get plenty of run. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Patrick Sandoval, the Irish Panda, got the job done. 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Sandoval had 16 whiffs and a 37% CSW on 103 pitches. Outstanding stuff from Sandoval. He looked great. He has a 4.85 ERA on the year, but don't let that fool you. 3.4 xFIP with 45 Ks and 39 innings pitched. Most of his starts have 3 earned runs or less. He's actually been quite effective overall. I still get worried about the walks when it comes to Patrick Sandoval, but the overall profile has been very solid this season. Another guy that's been solid but doesn't have the pizzazz, I guess, as many would want from him, is Trevor Williams. Williams went into Baltimore and got the job done. 5 shutout innings from Trevor Williams, 2 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. Very effective stuff there. 7 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 77 pitches. Williams has a 1.96 ERA, 3.78 xFIP. It still would be, I'll take 3.78 ERA from Trevor Williams, all things considered. 30 strikeouts and 36 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's got an intriguing two-step next week, so keep that in mind. And then I mentioned earlier, Frankie Montas came back off the IL, 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 7 Ks. Loved what I saw from Frankie, 10 whiffs and a 25% CSW on 87 pitches, so they can keep stretching him out, which is great to see. He has a 3.55 ERA with a 4.32 xFIP on the season with 21 Ks and 25 and a third innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read the daily SP Roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. We had a couple saves for you on Tuesday. Kyle Finnegan, save number 12. Those Hunter Harvey stashers can wait a little longer. Marcell Iglesias picked up his 9th save of the year for the Braves. Trevor McGill picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Brewers. Been pounding the drum on that one since he came back, folks. If you paid attention, he was available on the wire for a few weeks. That has dwindled quickly. Then Adam Ottavino picked up his 1st save of the year for the New York Mets. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Wednesday on the diamond and mention a lot of day games. You have an 8-game day slate. That's your main slate on DFS. Starts at 12:35 Eastern, 9:35 a.m. Pacific time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at, Sonny Gray versus the New York Mets, Brady Singer versus the Milwaukee Brewers, Jose Soriano at the Pirates. Pirates offense has been dreadful. And then J.P. Sears versus the Texas Rangers. Texas over the last month has been horrific versus left-handed pitching. That could switch quickly. We know how good this Texas offense can be, but if you want to be sneaky for a cheap punt play, Sears and Soriano are both punts on this slate. And it'll help you pay for bats. Some bats I'm looking at, Dodgers versus Weathers. Dodgers bats are nuclear hot. Stick with them. Same with Philadelphia versus Chris Bassett. Bassett's been horrible. Tons of walks. Ratios through the roof. So the Philly and Dodgers guys will be expensive. Offense is clutch. And you got the Kansas City Royals versus Joe Ross. That could be the sneaky one that you could have some fun with under the radar. Some things I'm looking forward to in the baseball world on Wednesday, May 8th, Reese Olson versus Tanner Bibee. Tigers, Guardians, we saw a big offensive explosion from both these teams on Tuesday. Olson and Bibee have had some really, really good games, a couple hiccups. Curious to see what we get out of them on Wednesday. Sonny Gray versus the New York Mets. Gray has been outstanding to start the season. Can he keep the good times rolling versus the Mets, especially with a new backstop with Wilson Contreras out of town? Dylan Cease, Hayden Wesneski, Wrigley Field. Cease has been very good this year. Still, there's some peripheral concerns with Cease, but strikeouts are there. Good stuff in general. And Hayden Wesneski coming off an absolute strikeout gem in his last outing. Looking forward to that one. Kyle Bradish making his 2nd start off the IL, went 4 2/3 on 77 pitches. His first time out should probably get to about 85 to 90 pitches this time, I'd imagine, going up against Mitchell Parker in the Washington Nationals. Parker's been kind of a, I'm waiting for the explosion to happen with Parker, but he's getting the job done. Even survived Texas last week, so that was impressive. So Bradish versus Parker is a fun one with the Orioles and the Nats there. And then last but not least, in Hotlanta, Nick Pivetta coming back from the IL versus Chris Sale taking on his former team in the Red Sox. That's a fun one. Braves offense has been horrible the last month versus right-handed pitching, hitting .221, striking out 26% of the time with like a 79 WRC plus versus righties over the last month. That'll be fun for Nick Pivetta, given Braves could explode at any moment. On the flip side, the Boston Red Sox near 29% K rate versus lefties over the last month. They're hitting their WRC plus is around 80, give or take. I can't remember off the top of my head. Both struggling tremendously. This on paper should be a pitching clinic. We know games aren't played on paper, so I'm really looking forward to this Red Sox-Braves game in Atlanta on Wednesday. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Go become a member. Support the cause at PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it, I promise. Get you a lot of the, get you an amazing Discord, talking baseball, fantasy baseball, and much, much more. One of the best communities in the Discord world. Also get you some cool new tools like PLV Plus. Get you the weekend podcast by Nick Pollock to get you the fab starting pitching targets to look at. Plus get you projections, articles, and much, much more if you join PL Plus and PL Pro. Won't regret it one bit. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's day action on the diamond. Get you ready for a short slate on Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Wednesday, May 8th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.